You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Wrong Ministry. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to dive into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, if God be with you, you will survive. Turn your Bibles quickly to Isaiah 43. Reading from verse 1 to the verse 3. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. Help the Lord redeem anyone. Is there anyone in this room that has been redeemed? Anyone watching that has been redeemed? Anyone listening by radio that has been redeemed? I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Not somebody and tell them, I belong to the Lord. This is what I love. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. I told you I wasn't feeling well. But I wasn't worried because I knew that God was with me. Anybody going through some dark waters? Come on and raise your hand if you know you're going through something. Sick in your body. You don't have a job. You don't know how the bills are going to be paid. Can't pay the mortgage. Can't pay the rent. Doctor can't find out what's wrong with thee. When thou goest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Because I want to get over. So when thou pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire. Anybody problem? Seems as though it's like fire on you. Hello? Because you can't find your way out. When thou passest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Now tell me we shouldn't serve a God like this. Tell me we shouldn't praise a God like this. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. What do you remember? Don't that remind you of the three Hebrew boys that was tossed in the fire, but the fire did not burn them, neither did the fire kindle upon them. If God be with you. Next verse. For I am the Lord. I am the Holy God of Israel. I am your Savior. I gave you Egypt for thy ransom. And Ethiopia and Seba for thee. God will battle for you. If God tabernacle with you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Am I talking to anybody out there? You're so quiet. But God said, I'll be with you. And that's why when we're going through, we can still praise God. That's why when we're going through, we can still worship. That's why when the fire is all around you. You can still sing, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well. Sandorobo Sandiriosa. It is well, it is well with my soul. Come on and tell me the truth. Don't when troubles surround you, your soul feels sick. And your search for God sometimes and you feel like you can't find him. Don't you sometimes just feel like giving up? Because it seems as though God has turned his back upon you. Because some of us believe that if God is with us, we should never be cast into the fire. Some of us believe if God is with us, we should not face the rivers. But I got news for you. God will show up in your situation because he is your savior. Genesis 26. When you find it, say amen. Genesis 26. And there was a famine in the land. So there was a famine in the land. Not the famine that Abraham went through. By this time, Abraham was dead and buried. But now his son Isaac grew up, married, and reside in the same land where his daddy reside. Are you with me? And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistine, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Isn't that funny? I guess at that time he thought that God was going to tell him about a different land. Sojourn in this land. Not your neighbor. And said, abide in the situation. God is going to make a way for you. Come on, not another neighbor and say, don't run. If the Lord be with you, you will survive. And I will be with thee. Remember now, we're talking about a land, a famine. No food. Doesn't matter how much money you have. When there is no food in the land, your money can't help you. But God said, I will be with thee. Not only will I be with thee, but I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto thy father. And I will make thy seed multiply as the stars of heaven. Come on, tell somebody, treat your children right. If God is with you, he's going to bless you. Bless you enough to leave an inheritance for your children. Repeat after me, a wicked man die and leave not an inheritance for his children and his children's children. You should be so blessed to leave an inheritance for your grandchildren. Because we serve a great God. And I will give unto thy seed, all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Now tell me if you're blessed. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Are you a part of any nation in the earth? Stand up on your feet and shout, I am blessed. Come on and shout, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Shout, God is with me.
God is with me.
Come on and shout, God is with me.
God is with me.
And I will survive.
I will
verse 17. Not 17, but 14. For he hath possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistine envied him. When God is with you, you will be hated. But if God be with you, you will survive it. And it's so funny, huh? So funny. When we think that people hate us, we start to cry. Isn't that the truth? And sometimes you say, you know, such a person hate me, and I'm not going back to that church. The devil goes to church too, you know. And if you are God's, you will be hated. But you will survive. Get to the next verse. For all the wells that his father's servant dug. You see, when famine hits, you have to get back to basic. So can I just move along? Not Jacob, but Isaac desired to open up the wells. Because the wells was his daddy's. But the Philistine envied him. And every well he opened, they'd fill it with earth. And he kept on digging, and they kept on filling it with earth. Move on. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. See, sometimes when people are running you, when people want you out of their circle, it's not because you're no good, you know. Because you're showing them up. Come up, stand up. You see, I have a policy. And the policy is, if you are a representative of God, represent him everywhere you go. Come on and say amen. So Abimelech said, get away from us. And Isaac departed. And he pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dig again another. He dig again the waters. The wells, sorry, of waters. Which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. And the Philistines stopped them. Move on. And Isaac's servants dug in the valley. And found there a well of springing water. Not your neighbor, if God be with you. You will survive. See the problem with us? When the enemy tries to stop us, we don't try to dig again. Do you understand? Do you understand? God would just speak to his servant and said, dig right here where you are. Right here in the valley of Gera. And I'm going to be with you. And the herdmen of Gera, Lord have mercy, they thrive with Isaac herdmen, saying the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Ezek, because they throve with him. Next verse. Give me 22. And he removed from thence. And he dug another well. You know, this is one of our problems. We love to fight back with the enemy. Not your neighbor and say, keep it moving. If God be with you, you will survive. Next verse. We're going somewhere. And the Lord appeared unto him in the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Abraham. Tell somebody he's with you. am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed. You know, sometimes God have to tell us the same thing over and over again until we get it. Come and tell somebody, once is never enough. Come and tell somebody, remind me again. Next verse. And he built an altar there. And he called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servant dig a well. When the enemy begins to drive you about, then it's time to build an altar. It's time to build an altar. Because you see, when you build an altar unto God, the enemy is going to be afraid of you. The enemy will come to surrender to you. Because when your ways please God, he allow your enemy to be at peace with you. Then Abimelech went to him from Gera, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, wherefore come ye to me, seeing he hate me, and have sent me away from you? What you want with me now? And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord is with thee. It does not matter how hard it gets. You will see that God is with me. Somebody might be beating upon you, taking advantage of you. But wait a minute, build an altar. We're too busy complaining. We're too busy cussing out the enemy, rather than taking ourselves away from the enemy. I can see that God is with thee. And we said, let there be no oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee. And let us make a covenant with thee. When you see that God is with somebody, become their friend. Hello? Hello? That thou wilt do us no hurt. Because you can only oppress the righteous but for so long. As we have not touched thee, we hate you, you know, but we didn't trouble you. We didn't lift up a sword. We have not touched thee. And as we have done unto thee nothing, listen now, but good. No, you didn't do good. You fill my wells with earth, and you run me away from you, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of. Can you let the Lord have his way in your life? Can the Lord have his way in your life? When the Lord is having his way in your life, it don't look like it, Johnson. It looked like all hell break loose. But Isaac was a good man. Rather than stoning them, he made a feast. And they eat and they drink. No wonder Jesus said we should feed our enemies. But some of us don't even want to see them. I like that. Even in the famine, he made a feast and he feed them. And they rose up betime in the morning and swear one to another. And Isaac sent them away. And they departed from him in peace. If God be with you, you will survive. Not if your friends are with you. Not if your husband stays with you. But if God be with you, in that same year, in the midst of famine, Isaac rose up, and the word of the Lord said he sowed and the Lord, and he reaped 100-fold. God gave him 100-fold harvest. In the time of famine, some of us don't want to give our tithes. In the time of famine, we don't want to sow seed. But in the midst of his crisis, he rose up and he sowed and he reaped. Not your neighbor said, if you sow, you will reap. If God be with you and you sowed, you will reap. Come on, tell somebody else, if God be with you and you sow, you will reap. Anybody doubt that God is with them? Anybody doubt? Well, rest your seat and stand up. Stand up everywhere. If God be with you, you can stand. Come on, that's a song. If God go with me, I'll go. Hold your neighbor by the hand. Look at your situation that is haunting you. Look at what is holding you back. Come on now and face it. Eyeball to eyeball. And know that you will survive. Come on now. If Jesus be with me, I'll go. If Jesus be with me, I'll go. You may be weak, you may be weary. Go ahead. Okay. You may be weary. The fire might be around you. The water might be coming all the way up to your nostrils. But you are going to survive it. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go.
Tis heaven to me.
Hallelujah.
Wherever I'll be.
If Jesus
goes with me, I'll go.
Just wave your hand across this room. Just wave them, just wave them.
If Jesus goes with me, I'll go.
Sometimes you just have to stand still when you don't know whether or not you're supposed to take the right or the left. You have to stop and ask the Lord, what move should I make? What step shall I take? Make sure when he tells you, you are paid. Anyone under the hearing of my voice, you have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, would you come? Would you come so that you can survive your waters and survive your fires? Won't you come and make it right? God bless you today.
I count it set a privilege. His cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. Oh, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go. Tis heaven to me, where count it a privilege, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. Said I count it a privilege, his cross I bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If Jesus is with you, you will survive. Amen.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That number is 1-888-91-6346. Be blessed.
Spirit and the bright sun.